Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me. You know that already, I hope, if you're new to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. We try to give it to you straight. We ask you to understand a little bit more. Today's show about sleep. Why don't you get a good night's sleep? Now, if you can get to the website, straighttalk.cc, that's two T's, not .com.cc, take a look at the pictures. Pictures tell the story. This show uses pictures because we got a lot to talk about in 60 minutes. First and foremost, drastic measures for sleep, absolutely necessary. Why? Well, we've convinced America that you can take supplements. And I'm not knocking supplements. Don't want to go there. One of my favorite themes, but I think supplements for sleep are a little bit overstated. Worse than that, drugs. Drugs you pay for. Ultimately, the long-term effect of using pharmaceuticals, Ambien, the SSRIs, anything along those lines to get you to sleep, no matter what they say. Like all drugs, if you really study pharmacology, drugs have real bad, well, it costs. You give to get, and the human body's a great example of that. So you never really get away with it when you do something like Xanax or Ambien. It's not the sleep we're looking for. Now, you've tried the supplements. This isn't going to be a show, of course, on supplements and why. It's easy. Just Google up supplements for sleep. Go out and try them. I am going to remind you later today, later in the show, that I think one of the options for you that I think we overlook for whatever reason, it's kind of fallen out of vogue, are the amino acids. I mentioned them about a month ago in regard to the anti-anxiety options, tryptophan, GABA, taurine, glutamine, phenylalanine. And I still see those work to some extent. But really, in a nutshell, all the supplements work to some extent. They take the edge off. They get you a better sleep, maybe. But this isn't what the show is about. This is about the power of sleep. Now, I didn't entitle it The Power of Sleep, but go to the newsstands. The cover of Time magazine, this cover of Scientific American for the October issue, I have it right here. The Power of Sleep. Meaning what? Meaning everybody knows this. Time magazine, Newsweek, so on and so forth. But let me ask you a question. Why, when you go to my favorite place for healthcare, Kaiser Permanente, each year or twice a year for that physical exam, doesn't your doctor investigate your sleep patterns? And few too many holistic practitioners really investigate your sleep patterns, even if we talk about the importance of it. What we don't do, that you don't want to hear, is when the symptom you're trying to abate, resolve, mitigate, get rid of, doesn't actually work under therapy. In other words, you've got back pain, you've got hot flashes, you don't have energy, you've got cancer, you're trying to nurse heart disease, prevent heart disease, you feel a little bit depressed, you have more anxiety, your memory's shrinking, it's not sharp like it used to be. The thousands of symptoms that we could talk about today end up in a doctor's office, a holistic doctor's office, or an allopath. And after a month or two of therapy, the patient turns to the doctor and says, how come I'm still not sleeping? And the doctor says, well, let me think about that and go to it. But what you don't hear, what you don't get, what doesn't happen is a therapy that makes you understand that you will rate limit your healing to the improvement in your sleep. And that really, like pH, like opening the bile systems, the biliary systems, like the infinite number of things I've put on 226 shows now to effectively determine whether you're getting your effect as you heal, sleep has to be at least in the top three. And of course, immediately we want to know, what do you want to do about that sleep then? How do we make that sleep happen? And the problem is, we've got the reverse logic here. The sleep does not improve to therapies. In other words, you don't go out and do something for your sleep. Sleep is a reflection of the cumulative effect of the healing as the healing progresses. Now, you got to take a look at that, because you have to play all your cards in a healing and measure it by the improvement in your sleep. So when your body hits the point after 10, 20, 30 years of chronic symptomology where it can't sleep, 100 systems have gone out of balance. For instance, the biliary system. Now, we don't normally think about bile and sleep. Certainly not in classic scientific areas do we think that. And yet, when you go to sleep at night and your liver finds itself dealing with too high a concentration of the day's metabolites in the blood, the liver heats up. And that heat in the liver irritates the brain. And once the brain is irritated, you don't sleep. If that gallbladder is congested, you don't sleep. If the meal you ate at night is too toxic for the body, the liver works too hard. If you've had too much anger all day, the liver works too hard. So the liver, the 1600 known physiological functions of the liver, impact sleep in inestimable ways. We're going to talk about all these things that impact sleep in inestimable ways. And if you really get the science behind all that, you'll understand why people who seek supplementation from pharmaceutical to holistic don't get the job done. It takes the edge off. Now, the reciprocal effect of not getting sleep, of course, is catastrophic in healing. Because when you sleep, you repair. You repair on levels that we still are trying to understand, thus the show, thus the articles out there. Millions of dollars still going into what is occurring when we sleep. All right. Telluric currents. I mentioned these on the show a few weeks ago. Telluric currents. The Earth and its center is spinning at 10,000 miles an hour. There's something called an inner core. That inner core of the Earth is composed of two layers, the outer core of the inner core and the inner core of the inner core, just to make things complicated, right? That outer core of the inner core is liquid. That liquid is spinning at about 10,000 miles an hour. When metal spins at 10,000 miles an hour, it generates a magnetic field. And when that magnetic field is generated, it comes to the surface of the Earth. And when it comes to the surface of the Earth, it has to go up inside your brain, or not. Now, the Earth is generally doing its job, meaning it's spinning. It's been spinning from the beginning of time. But is it getting into your head? And it won't get into your head if you're inside what we call a Faraday cage. Joseph Faraday was a scientist way back. Messed around with electrons. Somehow his name is attached to this steel grid that we find ourselves surrounded in. This steel grid is the apartment you're living in right now. This steel grid is what most homes today and most of the last 40 or 50 years are made of. And as long as you're in a steel grid, you cannot get the telluric currents into your brain. Now, they resonate in the way we evolved. In addition to which, there's another wave. And that wave is called the Schumann wave. And that Schumann wave, now, that's not the center of the Earth. That's way up in the sky. And that Schumann wave has to get into your head also. And it can't through a Faraday cage. So bedtime is supposed to be a confluence of the telluric currents and the Schumann waves. And there you are, locked up in your Faraday cage. Now, right there, we can forget sleep. Or we can forget outstanding sleep. On all levels, at the best of it, you're going to get a reduced sleep to the point where we may not even know what sleep is anymore. There's levels of sleep. Just because you sleep 6 or 7 straight hours doesn't mean you're sleeping. Yeah. Have to point that out. Because if you watch people heal, they'll go from getting up 5, 6, 7 times a night to sleeping deep, deep beyond deep. And that's when you see magical things happen. So we talk about disease and we talk about the limitations to disease. In other words, you've got this disease, you've got this symptom, and generally we manage it. We can't heal it because studies show that it really is not reversible. But you see, the data pool that we're drawing from never knew what a good night's sleep was. If you have a house with a backyard, think about a tent. Now, I realize that this is way ahead of the curve here because you're not going to think about a tent. But I have people in Laguna buying homes, renting homes. I have people in Ojai doing the same. I just had a client of mine rent a wonderful little garden house out there in the Mount Shasta area. And she's looking to buy in that area. I have people all over the world doing this. So I know if you're serious enough, it can be done. And why would you do it if you weren't absolutely desperate? And that's why we don't, because we're not sick enough. But you see, we're going to get sick eventually, if not now. And we're going to ask ourselves why and what could I have done. And I'll be on this for the rest of my life, no doubt, telling you it's these things that sit right at the tip of our nose. They sit right in the tip of our nose that effectively determine the difference between the healing and the failure to heal. And this is the thing. Sleep demands sometimes drastic